Thank you, Kinetic Intergroup and WSO and panelists and my fellow ACA fellow travelers. Last, I am a grateful adult child. I came into ACA, I'm in my 10th year now, and I came into ACA where I was filled with rage, I was filled with resentment. I had tried everything to work through my childhood piece. I'm the eldest of eight, and both my parents were very ill with alcoholism at different stages and also highly dysfunctional. And it was really, really hard. I went to Alateen. It did help me a bit knowing that we weren't the only family that was kind of insane. And I had tons and tons of counseling, and I thought I could leave all this behind, and I became a workaholic and became very successful in helping dysfunctional work groups to navigate through those. And I fell in love with a fellow wounded person, workaholic, plus very wounded childhood as well. And we raised two children. And to my shame and my embarrassment, I found myself back in that same place of violence and abuse. And it was just heartbreaking for me, and just triple shame all around. And it wasn't until my husband did pass on and got more counseling. And it wasn't until I became menopausal and my kids turned into teenagers and my worst fear was going to be realized. They were experimenting with alcohol and drugs, and my mind went to death and I became an insane mother, trying to save them, and almost killed my relationship with them. Today it's much better, but the reason it is much better is ACA. My daughter tells me that ACA brought her mother back to her, is what she said. When I came in, I was a mess. I kind of liked the fact I was familiar with 12 steps because of Alateen, and I've been to so many 12 AA 12 step meetings, medallions, and so forth. So I kind of know that stuff generally, and so that kind of felt familiar. But I got to tell you, the first couple of years, I cried almost nonstop through the program. And I would say the first level of support I received was on the first night. And it was from an old timer who obeyed the no crosstalk, said, "Can I talk to you for a minute?" And I said, "Yes." "Can I give you a hug?" "Yes." And for the first time in 2 weeks, when I had a major crisis in my home, he was the first person that made me feel I wasn't going to be I wasn't insane, and I wasn't going to have to check myself into a psychiatric hospital because I was just falling apart with something that had happened. And he just said, you can't be reacting any other way than what you are doing right now. It's okay. Keep coming back. It works." And I found hope. And that's why one of the things that I'm really a believer on is when our newcomers come in is answering questions, providing whatever support they may want. And if they don't want it and they want to go away, that's fine. That's really important to me. And the meetings themselves, that's the first time I understood me. I had clarity about me. I was listening to people, and somebody was going on about authority figures and police and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh my God, that's me. That's why I have this insane reaction, when a knee-jerk, angry reaction, defiant towards police, doctors, teachers. I never understood that about me. But in ACA, I realized that that was me. And so from a support perspective, going to the meetings, that's my first thing that I did. It's the first thing I tell people. Keep coming back to the meetings. Listen and share as much as you can, because I feel like I've lost 500 pounds of weight, a psychological weight, by coming to meetings. And the next thing I did was I went into a step study. I was really lucky in our fellowship. The Yellow Book was only a couple of years old, and they were running step studies constantly. And so I just jumped on one, and it was like 25, 30 people. Oh my God. And in the middle of it is, go for a sponsor, go for a sponsor, get your fifth step done. And I thought, hell no. I'm not doing that. And so I went through the 12-step study, and it was phenomenal. It was painful. And at the end of it, it was so fast. We do them 18, 20 weeks, and that's good because I was able to go through it all. And I've done 9-step studies, by the way, now. I learned so much more about myself every time I do one. And in the step study, again, the amazing number of people sharing and me sharing and understanding of each other. And that was so helpful for me. At the end of my 12-step study, I thought, okay, Sue, what about this sponsorship thing, you know? And I made a decision then, and it was just, it's a very personal, private one, and I haven't really shared, I share it with my other people on one-on-ones, but not in a group. But I'll say this to you. I said to myself, Sue, if you're really going to do step 1, 2, and 3, you surrender. You know, you might want to consider this. You might want to consider finding somebody who's got some lived ACA experience that might be able to show you a little bit about what's to happen coming forward in the future and what you could be doing. And I just put myself together and I looked around and there weren't many people. There was only one woman that only had 2 or 3 years. And she said to me, I don't know if I could do this or not. I've been trying, but sometimes, you know, it's not been working. And I said, if you would try, I will try. And why I wanted to do it is I needed to surrender and be vulnerable to someone who I felt I could trust. And I did. And she was very trustworthy. And I didn't want to be rescued. And I didn't want to have to rescue her. I didn't want to be distracted by having to take care of her. And so after the steps, she said, I know the 12 steps. I've been through a few studies now and I could do that. And I said, great, I'm aboard. And we did the 12 steps together. And she said, we're equals. This is, you know, I'm sponsoring you, but we're equals. And we're going to share experience, strength, and hope. And I'll share where I've been in this journey, where you are right now. And if that resonates, it does. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And we'll just go through it. And we did. And she taught me a lot about myself because I, in step 8, didn't even put myself on there. And nobody in the 12 steps said, put yourself, the first person you should put on the harms list is yourself. Nobody said that in this 12-step study. I never thought about it. This person did. And she said, number one, I want you to put yourself first on the harms list right now. And so she was able to really help me in my first year, not because she told me what to do, because I would have walked away, because there's no way people tell me what to do. But because she was able to stay present with me and just share her own experience, strength, and hope, and where she was in her journey, which was only 2 or 3 years ahead of me. And I am forever grateful to her. And at the end of that 12 steps that we worked on, she said, okay, you've graduated. Congratulations. Now you're going to sponsor me. So now I'm learning co-sponsorship. And I said, whoa, 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 I got a lot more recovery here to do. But I helped her with some 12-step study, 12-step stuff at that point, a little that I knew. But I just shared my own experience, strength, and hope. Great equalizer. I called it the leapfrog. She helped me. I helped her. She helped me. We just worked through it. But I was still hungry for recovery. I knew I was being triggered by the laundry list like crazy. And I didn't know what to do about it other than a little bit from the BRB with Become Your Loving Parent, but it still wasn't enough for me. And no one in my fellowship knew enough about it. And there wasn't any trait book out at that point. Higher power provided. A new group started, laundry list. They brought in the BRB. They brought in Tony A's book and his steps, because I was so angry about step 5, I got to tell you, what do you mean about admitting my wrongs? I've been wronged. My inner child's been wronged. Let's go there first. And he said, thanks. And he says, admit the childhood abandonment. Okay, I could get around that. I can get around that one. And so there's my next indirect sponsorship is my laundry list meeting group. And I attended that. And it was hard. It was painful. People were sharing, and I could see myself in the room, and I shared and shared, but I couldn't find a direct sponsor because there wasn't anybody who could do that. But I found indirect sponsorship through my meeting groups and through the studies that I've been doing. And I would say then the next thing happened with me is people started coming to me and saying, Sue, can you help me with my ACA recovery? Can you be my sponsor? Can you hear my step five? And so my thing was, okay, are you going to meetings? Because if you're not going to meetings, there's not much I can do because I'm not here to help you. I'm only one person in your whole network. And the way I operate is it takes a village to raise a child. It took an ACA village to raise me. And so I need a network of people. And so sometimes it's the study group, sometimes it's the meeting group, sometimes it's the sponsor, sometimes it's helping someone else. And to my amazement, every time that I've helped support someone in their journey, I get 1,000 back. I get deeper in my own recovery. Something else happens that, oh, that's me. Oh my God. Okay. I got that now. I'm conscious. Step 1, 2, and 3, 4 inventory. And so it was really, really helpful to do that. So I don't believe in one way of for me anyway, for ACA recovery, it just didn't work. I do different things from sponsors to being a sponsor, to being a sponsee, which was very good for me, to indirect meeting groups, to studies, laundry list studies, step stud studies. And I got to tell you, the last one, service really helped me in my ACA recovery 1,000-fold. Whatever I put in, 1,000-fold I get back in my ACA recovery because I'm triggered like crazy. And I have to then come back and work my ACA recovery with that. And I do that through groups, through individuals. I'll ask for help and I'll go to someone. I'm really struggling with this. I need your help. And I get the help. And someone else will say, I need your help, Sue. I'll give them the help. And I've been doing a lot of service sponsorship. I'll end with that, which is mixing, adding, combining service and ACA recovery together, because that's really been helpful for me and I share that. So I believe in giving away what we have, and that's all that I've been doing. And for me, that's what sponsorship, fellow traveler, connections, it's all about healing and finding the best way, not the best way, but the best ways for me to heal. And it's many, many different ways with many, many different people. And I'm ever so grateful. So thank you for listening.